If sometime in the future you return to this wonderful town of Cooperstown and you go to the Baseball Hall of Fame and you happen to go into the broadcast wing and a member of your group looks up at Chuck Thompson's name on that plaque and asks, "Did you know him?" I hope that you'll say, "Yes, I did. He was a friend." Thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Ron Smith Radio Show from WBAL. Well, Chuck Thompson's death Sunday morning at the age of 83 has prompted a torrent of tribute, all of it deserved, to the man whose rich baritone voice brought Orioles and Colts radio broadcasts to generations of Baltimore area sports fans. The obituaries and remembrances all emphasize the extraordinary impact this modest man had on those who listened to him, and even more so on those fortunate enough to have known him as a friend and fellow professional broadcaster. His voice alone was enough to set him apart. Perhaps never has there been a finer vocal instrument for the description of games as that possessed by this Pennsylvania boy who became the quintessential Baltimorean. It was so rich, so mellow, and so friendly in its tone, so distinctive. When combined with his talent for describing baseball and football plays as they took place, without any hesitation, never groping for words, well, it's no wonder he was a genuine Hall of Fame broadcaster, winner of the Ford Frick Award in 1993, the highest honor a baseball broadcaster can receive. Here's an example of the extraordinary level of his play-by-play skill.
Now we go to three balls, two strikes. I doubt that Ripken is in any way concerned about the record. For that matter, might not even give it any thought.
That's true.
And hitting for the cycle may have crossed his mind, but deep to left field, watching the left fielder get in there. Get in there! Get in there! All right, Rip! All right, Rip! He has hit for the cycle. That is just great. They're on their feet here in Texas as Cal Ripken has hit for the cycle.
For someone acknowledged to be one of the greats in his chosen field, Chuck Thompson carried with him an air of genuine humility. He was as unassuming a legend as one can imagine, treating everyone he met like a good friend. I've never heard anybody say anything bad about the man, though he was no plaster saint. Chuck had his own problems. He was a most human being. Remember once I asked him the secret of having a voice that not only was magnificent but never changed with age. He said with a laugh it was from the drinking of lots of gin. In his day, athletes, those who called their games and those who wrote about them for the newspapers, were peers, not separated as they are today by a huge difference in income level. They spent lots of time on the road in hotel bars, swapping stories and forging lasting bonds. That era is over.